People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today is the always fabulous, international, best-selling New York Times best-selling author, Carrie Jones.
And with me today is my PR man and bodyguard, Sean Farrar. Always amazing. Always awesome.
Always hot.
We start every podcast with a random thought that might occur in our car, in our bed, or in a restaurant. And then we move on into a dog tip for life and a writing tip of the pod. And it's all to try to help you and us live our lives a little better. Right, Boo Boo Bear?
So hang on. Please don't call me that. And a place where other people can hear it. Thank you. Hey there. We're doing a random thought in bed in the camper. Carrie currently has her shirt covering her mouth, so I don't know if she'll be speaking.
Emily hates when I do that.
Oh. Well, she didn't get to see it.
I know, but you just outed me.
Well, how can something that's a visual thing, a visual stimulus, affect you when you can't see it?
Because you imagine it. Don't you imagine things when people tell you stories?
Well, sure.
Yeah, and if it's like a gross story, you're grossed out because you're imagining it.
It would have to be a lot more gross than that, you know?
Well, I know.
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, that's because you have the ability to imagine.
Right. But that doesn't have anything to do with writing, so let's get off of that subject.
Imagination?
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with writing?
No. Not at all.
What is wrong with you today? You're being such a jerk.
What are you talking about? Because
you just lied. That was a joke. Yeah. That was like a funny ha-ha joke.
Well, I sure as heck wasn't trying to pass it off as reality.
Oh.
Which is pretty much what a lie would be.
Oh, my word.
Right?
Recently, we talked about how Sean's always like, no, I was joking. But his voice is like this complete deadpan. So you're like, yeah, no, you weren't.
Well, how was it just then?
A deadpan.
Well, that's a good part of my humor, hon.
I think you need to change it. I don't think it works.
Not on you.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah.
I read tone and intonation. And if your tone and intonation is always like, I hate you.
No,
like,
deadpan
I'm gonna believe
doesn't
that.
Equate to I hate you.
Well, I'm going to believe whatever you say in that tone. And then I'm just going to think you're making it up to get out of trouble when you say, no, I was joking.
Making what up?
Making up that you were joking to get out of trouble. And then you say, no, I was joking.
Oh, well, you are.
Deadpan voice is my humor.
No, that's exactly how you know if I was truly joking or not. If it's deadpan, or if it's like, I hate you voice. You know what
your
I mean?
Your deadpan voice and your I hate you voice is the same.
No, it's not.
Yes,
not
it is. Well, this is awkward.
It is.
So this week, as I posted on my blog, no, I only posted on Twitter. Oh, there's a bug on the ceiling.
So?
You're supposed to kill it.
I'm gonna.
All right.
As soon as we're done with this.
No, kill it now.
I can't. People will hear it frying in the zapper.
I think everyone would love that. Not how often does a murder happen on a podcast that's not about a murder?
Well, it'll probably be gone by the time I get back.
Oh, it moved.
Of course it did.
It's going to come get me.
Probably. Because you sent me to get something to try and kill it.
He did. He's going to get the racket. We have a special racket for the camper where you kill bugs and it makes a gross little frying noise or something. Like an electrical. Oh no, you scared the cat.
She knows.
Our cat's not into death. Ah, that was it.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm hiding under the covers now. Okay, random. This is very random.
There's one. Oh, got that.
How many bugs are in here?
Did you see it?
No, I'm hiding.
Oh, look at that.
How many bugs are in here? What's going on?
Those are ones that are stuck in the grill.
Oh, that's terrible. No.
Like a mosquito queue.
No, my gosh. Okay, this is terrible. Can you stop waving it over me?
No.
I don't like my life anymore.
Your crispy little carcasses fell onto you.
Really?
Huh? No, of course not.
They did then.
They did. No.
They did. I can tell from your voice. The hardest part about being a writer is it's really hard to recreate the intonation of voice. But then when you try, it sounds really bad. Like, he said snarkily, he said raspily, he said in a half-joking manner. And it just seems trite when you keep doing that over and over again.
That's right.
I brought it back to writing. Did you appreciate how I did that?
And oh, yeah.
Okay. So this week, some man told me that he saw my picture on our bulletin for our Rotary Club, and I was almost sexy, and he was taken aback. But then he realized he knew me in real life, and therefore it wasn't sexy.
I don't even know what that means.
Excuse it doesn't matter, Sean. But what matters is that Sean yawns about the story and doesn't get irate and mad on my behalf.
I did the first 6 times, love.
No, you didn't. Yes, you didn't. Did. And I'm mad at you. I've been mad at you all week because you didn't get irate enough. This is why I've been cranky with you.
Really?
Actually, yes.
That is so mature.
It's true. I want you to get irate on my behalf. One, this man shouldn't be looking at me and my picture and telling me it was sexy or almost sexy. And two, almost.
Definitely sexy.
And three, it's supposed to be your personality, not your outward. Our dog fell. Our outward look. Oh my god, we're in this random thought. Sparty, come on. Yay, you did it. You did it, honey. Oh, eat the carcasses of the mosquitoes for me, okay?
Now get off the bed and go open the door, you close.
No. Yes. No, it's half open. The cat can get there. All right, so anyways, it's supposed to be about your inner beauty, not your outer beauty that makes you sexy. Oh, and if you right, know maybe. Someone, that should make them sexier, their personality. Unless, I guess, if your personality is mine. That's and then right. You're just, hey.
Huh?
God, you're so mean to me.
No, I meant I want to see your inner beauty, but it was supposed to be a sexual joke.
No, that's not what you were saying. We're going to replay this random thought.
Well, that's where my brain was. I'm sorry.
Your brain is like 8 beats too slow right now, buddy. That's not how it came across.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I wasn't trying to be mean. What were you saying exactly?
I don't remember anymore, but you're supposed to be mad on my behalf, and you never got mad on my behalf. I'm
terribly mad at your behalf. How dare anyone say that you're not full-blown sexy?
And then during our meeting, I said, hey, I'm giving a happy dollar because I almost got complimented by this man. And then he gave a happy dollar and a sad dollar because you can't even say any give a compliment to a woman anymore without being sexual harassment. And well, I was like,
that wasn't even a compliment.
And I was like, dude, that's not what I said.
No, that's not what you said at all. So, the truth of the matter is that
you should have defended me.
He did find you sexy.
No, that's not the point. The point is that I was almost sexy. And the point is you should have gotten mad. He's my arch nemesis, man. He told me firefighters are just whatever, and that I was schmaltzy, and did I even know what schmaltzy means? He asked a writer if she knows what schmaltzy means. And I'm like, rendered chicken fat.
Do you know that we're going to have to do this voice memo again?
No, we're not. Yeah, no, we're not. Why?
Because
I said he was my arch nemesis?
No. Just because you're making it too long.
It's only 8 minutes. So obviously you're a little wrong. So what's the real reason?
Wrong about what?
Why we have to do the voice memo again.
I don't know. That's why.
Well, it's only 8 minutes.
No, right? I only said that in order to break your train of thought.
That's so mean.
Because you were rolling down the track like a runaway locomotive.
See, you don't even let me speak. You're not supportive.
I am.
I should be allowed to have anger and rant, man.
I want people to know your inner beauty, which is not this.
My inner beauty is allowed to get angry and rant. Men are allowed to get angry and rant.
I never do that.
You're such a liar. You just don't ever rant on my behalf.
Oh, that's so much bull.
I can cite multiple
instances. I rant to you all the time.
On my behalf. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Boo, you
yes,
don't.
I do.
No. You rant more about random cars driving.
Well, that's more opportunistic. I don't get the opportunity to rant on your behalf very often.
I feel like I could give you a specific instance, but then you'll be saying I'm holding a grudge and I never forget anything.
Well, I think you just proved all that on this very recording.
I did not. It was this week. It was this week.
All of that
it's still close to my heart. It's so close to my heart.
Some of that's 3 years old or more, probably.
It's close to my heart.
I know it's close to your heart.
I just want to feel loved, man.
You don't feel loved?
No.
Really?
Really.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Almost loved. Almost sexy.
Buddy, you're not even doing your job. Making my own feel loved.
Gabby makes me feel loved. Girls are better at it.
Yeah. Girls are better.
Marcy the cat's a girl and she makes me feel more loved.
Yeah. Well.
What's Gabby doing?
I don't know. Trying to find a place to lay down.
I think she understands that I'm feeling angry and that it's disturbed her.
Maybe.
Gabby, it's okay. I'm almost angry. I'm not really angry.
I think you just sunk your whole battleship right there with that one statement.
I was kidding. You know how I was kidding?
No. Because
I laughed afterwards.
No.
Yes.
Now that's your cover.
That's not my cover.
I know how you are. I know
no,
how
you don't
are.
Know. Yeah, you don't know how I am. No.
Yes, I do. And that's exactly how you do it. What happened?
I'm going to end the random thought.
Oh, because it disappeared. Writing tip of the pod.
So because we were talking about sexiness in our random thought, we're going to talk about sexiness in publishing because this is supposed to be a writing podcast and not just a podcast where I rant about life.
Yeah.
And my husband not sticking up for me.
Oh, man. You want to waste the whole podcast on
I'm providing you
with examples of how I stick up for you.
You haven't given me one example.
I think we need to just move on and give the people what they're waiting for.
Because there's no examples. Okay, so anyways, here's the truth. The sexiest person in publishing
is...
Do you want to say
Carrie Jones.
No, jeez, I'm almost sexy. The sexiest person in publishing is your copy editor.
Especially if it's Carrie Jones.
No, I'm not a copy editor.
You don't do copy editing?
I do, but
yeah,
I'm better at developmental editing.
Okay,
so first things first. Sean?
What the hell is a copy editor?
Well, that's a hard question because honestly, copy editors can't even agree on how to spell copy editor or copy editing. Did you know that? Did you know that, huh?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Is it C-O-P-I-E? E-D-I-T-I?
No.
No, definitely not.
All right, so basically grammar nerds use style guides for consistency, and those guides might be the Chicago...
Most books.
AP.
Most newspapers.
MLA.
Other stuff like college and educational stuff.
Yeah, and they all have slightly different use that copy editors and publishers follow.
That was rules.
What did I say?
Use. That's okay. And they all have slightly different rules that copy editors and publishers follow. None of which apply to Carrie. She's just the best at it.
Oh my god, you're so mean.
No,
so,
I'm serious. I want more people to give you money for doing it.
Oh, I have too much work already. So, those differences are really obvious when you look at how to spell copy editor. The Chicago Manual makes it all one word.
Copy editor.
AP makes it two words.
Copy editor.
And WIT, which we didn't even mention before, uses...
Copy hyphen edit.
Or...
Copy edit.
One word.
But there's no person in that word, either way.
Yeah, but...
There's no or.
Well, we can redo it for the written part of the blog and make sure we have the or for consistency. So you would probably be a good copy editor if you knew all the rules of grammar, because look at you picking out that inconsistency, man. Go!
Well, I'm just saying.
Detail-oriented boy.
They've taken all the humanity right out of it.
Well, there is no humanity.
Like it's a friggin' AI system or something.
Yeah, it's just like almost getting a compliment. All right, so anyways. Basically what a copy editors do is broken down like this. There's six major points. One, they make your story conform to a style that the publishing house uses. Do you want to do two?
Two. They make sure the cross references are cool. Checks things like footnotes, tables, end notes, illustration, caption, content, etc.
Boom, boom, boom.
I hope they make sure the cross references are legit rather than just cool.
Too legit to quit. Three, they edit the language and the grammar,
etc.
Four,
tell us writers.
That's us.
I'm not including myself in that category.
You're right.
If there is something super inconsistent in the story,
like if Sean's name suddenly changes to Seamus.
Or Seamus.
Or
all in one book.
Or Poophead. Five, reminds the authors that they need permission to use poems or song lyrics in their work and that they're breaking copyright rules if they're using that. People
Six.
Do that all the time.
Sometimes checks the chapter numbers, subtitles, headings.
Yeah, people often misnumber their chapter. That's Sparty trying to get in the house. Can you hear that click clacking?
Back away from the door, dog.
Does it remind you of a vampire scratching at a window trying
Kinda.
To get in during the night?
I'll pepper spray you right through the screen.
Welcome to our world.
I would never pepper spray our dog.
Yeah. So, the cop... I just walked by a woman today in the campground, and she was spraying her dog with tea tree oil, and she was like, it's okay, it's okay. This makes him not bark, as he kept barking, and it was really, really funny. And then she was like, it also helps for ticks.
Hey, do you think if I put the bug zapper on his wet nose, he'd feel anything?
You are not allowed to do that.
That might get keep him
that.
Away from the door.
No, 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 no. All right, number five. We already did.
We are done
six.
With that crap.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah.
We did all the things, man.
Not
all right.
Crap.
So, copy editors are the organizational picky geniuses of the publishing world. They're the people who look for errors, tell you when you're digressing in a story about a story about a random dog you saw in the campground and not staying on track. They remind you of the rules, and they are basically the hall monitors of publishing. Sean's looking at me.
No, I was just thinking about how even though they all try to abide by rules, whatever rules are favorite for them or their copy houses, probably, you can't remove the humanity.
No.
Just like the hall monitor.
No.
Like they probably all... There's no one perfect copy editor because they probably all get stuck on something. My favorite thing to bang people on is...
They do have certain things that they like and certain things that they get obsessed about. And sometimes when you're the writer, it does feel like they're trying to take away the humanity and the voice from your writing. But they're not. They're just trying to be helpful. And I know that doesn't sound like super sexy, but damn it, it's sexy because these unsung heroes make your book look good. They make you look intelligent. And what's sexier than that?
Not much. When you make me look intelligent, that is so sexy.
Uh-huh. Whew, I know it. So basically condensed, our writing tip for life is...
Being sexy isn't about having your hair down.
Sorry, that's what the guy said to me. He said, why did you look sexy? Was your hair down in that photo? You never wear your hair down. Were you drunk in that photo? Why would you look so sexy in that photo? Sorry.
Okay, Captain Interruptus.
Sorry, I wanted everyone to get the reference.
Just so you know, being sexy is about having your hair perfectly fanned out above the pillow, on the pillow above your head that's situated upon your naked body. Anyways, listen to our random thought for more on that.
God.
No, not on that part, but being sexy is about taking all the steps to make what you create as good as it can be. What you create might be a marriage, a book, a painting, a baby, whatever.
That's what Sean was just talking about, I think, making a baby. Okay.
Hey, whatever excuse you need, if it's practice, then practice the hell out of it. Invest the time in it.
God.
Invent care in it.
Invest care.
Oh, it says invent.
That's a typo. That's why I need a copy editor.
That's damn sexy.
Oh, let's do a dog tip, man.
Dog tip. For life. It's Sparty, your tip is to get away from that door before I come out there.
Oh.
He doesn't howl. Hardly ever, at least.
He doesn't really make a lot of noise.
He's pretty quiet for a dog.
Yeah, man. Which is almost sexy.
Unless, you know, he makes more noise with his paw.
Yeah.
Than he does with his mouth. He does. Like 100 times.
Yeah, he does. It's how he communicates through
he's
paw.
He's a rude little bastard.
Language.
There's nothing wrong with that. Number one, he doesn't know who his mother is.
He probably knew his mother.
Makes him a bastard. Two.
It's his father.
Oh, shoot. Here it is, Father's Day,
this
and
is
I can't even get bastard.
Oh, it's Father's Day while we're recording this.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there.
Shawnee's a father, and apparently he'd like to try to be a father again. All right, dog tip for life.
Good thing no little anomalies have popped up on my genealogy. Close relationship thing, huh?
I know. I keep looking at his ancestry.com DNA close matches. I'm like, is there going to be a baby showing up on here? Is there going to be a baby showing up on here?
Anyways, that's a negative.
Dog tip for life.
I don't know.
All right, here.
We haven't really had a chance to talk about it, he and I.
All right, well, I talked to Gabby because Gabby's a girl.
Oh, boy, here comes the flip.
Gabby told me this. She said, there's criticism that's good, and there's criticism that comes from a place of hate. Copy editors give you criticism from a place of trying to help you create something amazing and better with no boo-boo, so jerky people and reviewers and critics who are usually very nice don't have something to be mean to you about, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're here to help you. But evil criticism, like saying that you're almost sexy, is something dogs don't do anything about. Do you know what dogs do?
They sniff each other's butts.
Yeah, and they're like, I want to deal with you or I don't, and that's
it. They know
it.
Right off the bat if somebody's sexy or attractive.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
That's why
this
happened, okay?
Okay.
Because he thought he knew. And then he saw that picture.
He thought he knew I wasn't sexy.
His world. He thought he knew how he felt. And then he was like, oh my God, I might have been wrong. I can't be right. No, no. See? And he was so freaking confused. Like, it's been, I don't know when he looked at the picture, but it's been on his mind the whole time.
Monday,
otherwise, he wouldn't have said anything about it at all to you. I'm going to have to keep my eye on that guy. He's going to start sending you flowers and crap soon.
I deserve flowers from that man.
But from him, it would be like dried cod or something.
Dried salted cod.
Right.
Here you go, baby. Have some dried salted cod. It's almost a present.
That's funny. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
Hope you didn't get any unexpected cards.
Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast where two random married people give you writing advice after randomly talking about random thoughts and then tying it all in with their dogs. Because, you know, that makes a lot of sense for a literary podcast, right?
I hope people get some stuff, you know, some good information out of it in regards to the writing field.
I don't know. In regards to the living field matters, too.
But does it really matter?
Nothing matters.
If they laugh once, sorry to interrupt, I think we're a success.
The music we clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist is Broke for Free, and the song is Night Owl. Hey, Sean, can people like and subscribe to our podcast? And
yes,
can they find
sure
the words that
can
go with it?
The word Dogs Are Smarter Than People podcast, whichever platform you're using, please like, share, and subscribe.
Yeah. It's kind, right, man?
Oh, I think it's at least a little bit humorous.
I've started giving 2-minute writing tips on my channel on YouTube, Carrie Jones Books.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all the 5 views on there. And you can hear my book, Baby, and get art on Patreon, Carrie Jones Books, again. It's the only place you can read this one book that I will never try to get published anywhere else. It's that special. And finally, my next book, In the Woods, appears in July. It's co-written by Steve Waddell. It's scary. It's one of Publishers Weekly's what?
Buzz Books for Summer 2019.
Yeah. which is kind of cool. And you can link and read the first chapter on my website
as
well.
So close.
I know.
To being out.
And yet it feels like it's never going to happen. Also, I'm a writing coach and editor. If you need help about writing your story and develop a mental, development.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Developing your mental what?
No, developmental edits or an editorial assessment because I'm such a professional.
Oh, you are.
I used to be a newspaper editor.
Talking and reading are pretty much two specific skill sets. See, I can't talk either.
We'll never be able to use this clipping yet.
We're not public speakers.
No.
We speak in the private of our own clothes closet.
We record in a clothing closet, which is another hard thing to say. But you can donate to us on Patreon so we can actually pad the walls.
Yeah.
And we're about to go move to the camper. So the rest of the summer will be camper podcast.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Or whatever it is you do.
Hard. Hard. Thank you. Final words?
Rest in peace.
Dear God.